not good. Here, you
want to start? All right, Tavosa, let's begin. Let's begin. So I want to share with you a really beautiful idea. You know, there's no shortage of what to speak about in Parshas Mishpatim. There's no shortage. But I want to draw your attention not as much to a detail of Halacha, but to a very beautiful, one of the most important episodes you have in the entire Torah. So if you take a look again, by where it says the letter A, Vayikach Sefer HaBris Vayikra Ba'azne Ha'am Vayomru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'ase V'Nishma. So again, beautifully, so here you have Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu taking the Torah and bringing it before Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael saying, not only will we accept, but Na'ase V'Nishma. Ribbono Shalom, whatever you tell us to do, whatever you've given us, Na'ase we will do, V'Nishma we will listen. So of course, again, we all understand the incredible profundity of this statement, the ultimate statement of complete emunah. This idea of a willingness to follow the Rosh, you know, it's beautiful. The Navi says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to describe the incredible love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, so the Lashon that's used is, Zachati lo chesed nu'urayich avas kelulo sayich. I remember the chesed of your kelusayich, literally means like from Lashon of Kala. I remember again the chesed of our newlywed days. Avas kelusayich, excuse me, chesed nu'urayich, the chesed of your youth. Avas kelusayich, that newlywed love. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu describe it? Lechteich acharai b'midbar. You followed me into the desert. Rebbe Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, don't think that it went unnoticed that you followed me into the middle of nowhere. Here I tell you to follow me out. I tell you to come out with me out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar to follow me to Eretz Yisrael. And you followed me. You went with me. You left with me. And don't think that I didn't see that. I didn't see that faith. So again, following up on that same level of incredible emunah, Klal Yisrael says, Na'aseh v'nishma, Ribbono Shalom, whatever you tell us to do, Na'aseh, we're going to do it and we'll listen to it. And of course, the great yisod, the great emunah is, normally we would say, Nishma v'na'aseh, let us hear what you have, let us hear what you want and we'll do it. No, Na'aseh v'nishma. So Rabbi Nachman says something quite beautiful. Look at paragraph B. He says, "Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma." Zeh achiluk shebein Yisrael la'akum. This is the main distinction that exists between Klal Yisrael, the nations of the world. Ki b'Yisrael ne'emar ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amin. Paragraph C. Shetem mam'itin atzmechem kesh'ani mashpia lachem tova. You know, the greatness of Klal Yisrael is that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and showers bracha upon us, even when the Ribbono Shalom goes ahead and clearly displays His love for us, we do not allow that divine display of love to make us arrogant. Rather, just the opposite. We allow that divine, we become humbled through that divine display of love. The more bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us, it doesn't make us feel arrogant, chas v'shalom, but it reinforces our humility. Shekesh Hashem Yisbarach Meir Aleim Ha'aras His Notzitzos Elokuso Yisbarach. Einam, paragraph D. Einam rotvim lach kor achra chakiros v'yedios chachmos. Well, so this is actually quite profound. When the Ribbono Shel Olam goes ahead and literally showers His light upon us, that Meir Aleim Ha'aras His Notzitzos Elokis Yisbarach, when the Ribbono Shel Olam allows for ultimately again the great light of His godliness to shine down upon us, Einam rotvim lach kor achar chakiros v'yedios v'chachmos. So Rabbi say, here's something really amazing. And this, of course, is uniquely Rabbi Nachman. But the truth is not just Rabbi Nachman. We're going to see it's really a cornerstone of thought in Chassidus, which is ultimately, again, what is the way that we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the way that ultimately, again, we develop that connection? So again, very often, like if you take the approach of the Rambam, so the Rambam understands that the pure approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through the mind. The Rambam says that ultimately, again, a person looks into nature, contemplation of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, development of the intellect, ultimately leads to a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Nachman takes a totally different approach. Rabbi Nachman says that the way to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not through Chakiros, Yedios, and Chachmos. It's not going to come through contemplation. It's not going to come through the intellect. Rakhim mischaskim be'emunah verotfim acharav miyad. The greatness of the Jew, says the Rebbe, says Rabbi Nachman, is not when he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his intellect, but it's rather when he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his emunah. In his just simple, pashut belief. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, his incredible derech, was that, you know, remember, the Baal Shem Tov saw that the greatest single challenge that was facing Klal Yisrael was a marginalization of the common Jew. You know, if you're a Talmud Chacham, if you know how to learn, if you have a good head, you're able to retain information, so it's easy to find your place in Judaism. Because you could open up the Gemara, you could sit down in the Beis Medrash, and again, you find yourself among the spiritual elite. What happens if I'm not like that? What happens if, not everybody has a head for learning? Not everybody has a head for attention. Not everybody has the skills. And the truth is, not everybody finds fulfillment in learning. So what happens if I'm that Jew, that for me, sitting down with the Gemara doesn't do it for me? Now I'll tell you, parentheses, is a Blat Gemara lifts everyone up. Just not every fun has found the right cheer. Not every person has found the right Rebbe. Not every person has found the right connection. There's no such thing as Torah that doesn't speak to someone. It's just that Ein Adam Zocha Lumbo Mikadim. You know, I'm not Zocha to learn from every single person. I can't learn from a Rebbe Talmud relationship is a unique one. Just like the place in which I learn has to be uniquely suited for me. But nevertheless, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh understood that what happens if learning doesn't do it for me? What happens if I'm not going to be the great Talmud Chacham? What is my place? So the Rebbe understood that the greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, Rabosai, is not our mastery over a Masechta. It's not how much we learn. The greatest accomplishment the Jew could have is Emuna Pshuta. Simple Emuna. Simple faith. Now we'll discuss what simple faith is. This is what this piece is going to talk about. We'll talk about what that means. Emuna Pshuta. And here's the amazing part. Emuna Pshuta is accessible to anyone and everyone. You had a yeshiva background, didn't have a yeshiva background. You can make a leaning on a Gemara, can't make a leaning on a Gemara. Doesn't make any difference. Emuna Pshuta, that simple faith, is open and accessible to all. He says, Bebechinas Mashchini Acharecha Narusa. Remember that the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Ribono Shel Olam, pull me after you, and I will run towards you. Shetekiv Kesha Hashem Yisbarach, Maschil Mashcham Elav. As soon as God begins to pull us towards Him, Azai takeif heim ratzim acharav. We run even further to him. Once he begins the process of bringing us closer, we run even faster to him. Kimo sheperush Rashi sham, ani shamati mishluchecha, kshe'ata rotzel mashchini elecha. So Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I heard from your shaliach, I heard from your agent. Who is the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Klal says, Ribono Shel Olam, I heard from your shliach, I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, that you want to pull us towards you. Va'ani tekef ratzti acharecha. Ribono Shel Olam, as soon as I heard that you want me, as soon as I heard that you have a desire for me, that you want to have a connection, I ran even faster to you. But here's the great analogy. So we'll say, so the first part that the Rebbe is pointing out over here is, Mashchini acharecha narutza. Sometimes you say, Ribono Shel Olam, I know I'm supposed to take the first step. But sometimes I need you to take the first step. Sometimes I need to feel like you want me. I need to feel like you're pulling me close towards you. And once I feel that, I promise you that I will go ahead and run towards you. Just pull me in a little bit. But says there is something amazing. So as soon as the Ribono Shel Olam pulls us in, as soon as we feel pulled in, which makes sense, people are much more willing to engage in a relationship when they feel loved, when they feel appreciated, when they feel wanted. So you say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to run to you, but I just need to feel a little bit like you want me. I just need to feel a little bit like you're interested in me. I just feel like a little bit like I need to know you want me to run to you. Now watch this. V'tekif, this is paragraph, a little couple lines right before paragraph E. V'tekif k'she yisra maschilim lirdof acharav yisparach. As soon as we begin to run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an extra one here, I'm just going to borrow this. As soon as we begin to run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what happens? Azai Hashem yisparach osa atzmo, kimo mi sheboreach umastir umaalim atzmo. So says Rabbi Nachman, here's the great anomaly of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens? It's the Kotzker describes this dynamic as Eilecha Mimecha. As soon as I try to run towards you, I feel like you are running away from me. The great dynamic in spirituality is that sometimes the moment that I feel closest, that's the moment that I feel maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling away. just in that moment when I expect that rendezvous with God, that incredibly intense connection, I feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam is pulling back a little bit. Now, both say, he says, this is also described in Shir Hashem, paragraph E, he says, Bebechinas Berach Dodi. Bebechinas Pasachti Ani Ledodi Vedodi Chamak Avar. So, both say, this is amazing. The dynamic of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is that sometimes the closer we get, in that moment when I feel like I'm close enough that I can reach out and hold the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he pulls away from me. Now, both say, now, why does the Ribbono Shel Olam pull away from me? The moment that I get closest, right? The goal ultimately is, the Ribbono Shel Olam moves the goalposts all of the time. What's the goal? The goal is to get us to grow. So the moment that he's within arm's reach of me, the Ribbono Shel Olam pulls back a little bit, not out of a lack of love, not because he doesn't want the connection, if I care, just the opposite, because he wants to encourage me to grow. So the closer I get, right in that moment when I feel closest, that's when he recedes just a little bit to energize me, to encourage me, to give me the courage to go ahead and grow. He goes on. So right now, all Rabbi Nachman is doing is describing the relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam extends the olive branch to us, saying to us, I want you. Come to me. Come to me. Have a relationship with me. I want to be connected with you. Then what happens? We run after him. In that moment when we think we're going to catch up to him, what happens? What happens? He pulls back. But the pulling back, bless you, the pulling back, bless you, the pulling back ultimately again is for what purpose? Is in order to encourage us to grow further, to grow more, to strive to reach just a little bit further than where we currently are. So he goes on. Something amazing. Here's the amazing part. If I keep running after the Ribbono Shel Olam, if I keep trying to find him even when he recedes from me, you know what happens? You know what happens? It's dramatic. One day, I catch up. One day I catch him. One day he stops moving and he allows me to catch up to him. He allows me to engage him. He allows me to feel that sense of connection. But in order to ultimately catch up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there has to be sustained avodas Hashem, like what the Rebbe writes over here. There has to be a sustained running after God, lirdof acharav, levaksho, laavdo, to serve him, ba'ovdus, with all types of avodah, ma'asim tovim, ubisimcha, and with happiness. But say, the Ribbono Shel Olam will constantly move away because he constantly wants us to run more, to grow more, to be more, to do more. But as long as we keep running, and we do so with chesed, and we do so with avodas Hashem, and we do so with simcha, the time will come that we will catch up to him. And he says something so beautiful. He says, v'zehu b'chinas kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh nishma. Says the Rebbe, this dynamic is alluded to in the words, na'aseh nishma. How so? Shekdimu na'aseh nishma. Because again, remember, as you pointed out before, the great anomaly of this statement is that Klal Yisrael put na'aseh before nishma. They put we will do before we will listen. But the Chorah, how can we even understand this statement? After all, just logically, how could Klal Yisrael say Naase? How could Klal Yisrael not say Naase? We're going to do if they didn't yet have Nishma. Meaning, I could say, all right, I get hired for the new job. Only one problem, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I say, all right, I'm ready. Where should I start? I can't start anywhere if I don't know what the job description is, if I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So ask the Rebbe, how could Klal Yisrael go ahead and say, Na'aseh the Nishma? How could they say Na'aseh when they have not yet had the Nishma, when they haven't heard what they're supposed to do? So the Rebbe here says something amazing. He says, Ha'emes, paragraph F, Sha'atorah Shibcha Osam Azeh, Shemigolta Teshukosam La'ashem Yisparach Ekdimu Na'aseh L'Nishma, Kimavor B'dir Avasinu Zal, Godol Shevach B'Yisrael Bazeh. So again, remember, so Chazal praised Klal Yisrael for this because they see this as what? They see this as the most dramatic statement of blind faith. Na'aseh v'nishma means I don't even have to read the fine print. I don't even have to know what the expectations are because whatever they are, I'm bought in. Whatever they are, I accept them. But he says, Afa pikein. Kasha davar ma'od, eich yitzuyer inyan zeh, Ve'echola aladas lasos kol v'shishu paragraph G. So the Rebbe says, okay, it's very beautiful that it's a statement of blind faith, but still, just on a logical level, how can you say you're going to do something when you don't even know what it is that you're supposed to do? And here Rebbe Nachman advances an incredible chiddush. He says, ach be'emes, paragraph G, ach be'emes ba'atora gufa mavur inyan hetiv. Says the pasuk really explains this. What does the pasuk say? Ki mavur ba'pasuk she'teshuvasam ha'isakach. Klal Yisrael's tshuva, their answer was the following. Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. Nimtza she'amru bless you mashi yidaber Hashem yasu. Nimtza be'emes heim osim achar shiyishmu u'divrei Hashem. Kimavur ba'pasuk kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. So the Rebbe has an amazing chiddush. I'll say, go back to letter A for just a moment. Look what the pasuk says. Vayikach sefer bris vayikar baznia and vayomer. What does Kal Yisrael say after Moshe Rabbeinu presents them with the Torah? Kol asher diber Hashem, all that God has spoken, naaseh v'nishma. Says the Rebbe, this is not blind faith. What are they saying? Kol asher diber Hashem, which means what? God instructed them. God gave them the law. So what they're saying is, listen, here's the deal. Whatever God told us, naaseh, we're going to do. And we recognize that God did not tell us everything. Therefore, nishma, whatever else God has to tell us, we will listen and we will do as well. So says Rabbi Nachman something amazing. I must say, at first glance, he seems to almost be taking the wind out of our sails because we're so enamored with naaseh and nishma, thinking it's the ultimate statement of blind faith. Where ultimately the Rebbe says, there's no blind faith over here. Klal Yisrael is saying, kol asher diber Hashem, all that God has commanded. God's told us stuff already. Whatever God has told us, naaseh. We're going to do. There's no blind faith. They're affirming their commitment to that which was already commanded. So says the Rebbe, if that's the case, then what's the great accomplishment in Naaseh v'Nishma? So Naaseh v'Nishma, therefore, is just simply saying, whatever God told us, we will do, which means we already heard what the package is, right? We already heard what the offer is. We've reviewed it, spoken to our attorneys, and we're willing to sign on, right? We're willing to accept. There's no statement of blind faith over here. There's an acceptance of that which was already laid out to them. Look what he writes here, I will say, paragraph H, and this is going to blow your mind. But rather, again, we can understand based on what we said before. What we said earlier is that ultimately, again, the pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabosai is paved with what? Emunah Pshuta. Emunah Pshuta. And Emunah Pshuta, simple faith, which is not an intellectual faith, which is not a thought-provoking faith. It's not a faith that's based on understanding. It's a faith that's based on feeling. That Emunah Pshuta is what pushes us to keep running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we feel the frustration in those moments when we feel so close and he pulls back. It's the Emunah Pshuta. It's the simple faith of the Jew that fuels all growth. Look what the Rebbe says. Paragraph H. Ach be'ah, he says, Ki ze ikar ma'alas kedushas Yisrael. Do you want to know what the greatness of Klal Yisrael is? Da'inu, she Yisrael omru, she'heim einam rotzim lachkor shum chakira betame amitzos, ubedachi asagosel v'anagosel yisparach. See, he says there was something amazing. When Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, they say, Baruch Sha'olam, we do not need to understand a thing. I don't need to plumb the intellectual depths. I don't need deeper meanings. I don't need Tamei Mitzvos. I don't need any of that. Rak kol asher yedaber Hashem, na'aseh miyad teket belishum she'ila v'chakira klal. Both say, this is amazing. Says, Rabbi, you want to know the power of this statement in A? Kol asher diber Hashem. God told us stuff. What's our reaction when HaKadosh Baruch Hu phrases or puts out his requirements, his expectations? So I would have thought, again, you know, we're a very lamdish crowd. So what happens? The Rebbe Shalom is going to tell me, I need you to do this, A, B, C, D, and E. What's my response?
I'll do D, E, F.
Or, right, I'll do D, E, F, right? Or before we get to that, right? Why? Okay, God, I'm not saying no. Only God, I'm not saying no. I just would like to understand why you're asking me to do this. Our ancestors didn't do that. Kol asher diber Hashem, whatever God asked of us, what's our response? Naaseh. I'll do it. Do you understand it? No. Do you know the deeper meaning? No. It doesn't matter. The Rebbe Shalom asked me to do something. Kol asher diber Hashem, naaseh. I'll do it. Now here's the chap. He says, V'achakach v'nishma, Ki nishma lashon havana b'leiv, ki mevor b'peirish rashi, b'divrei Rav Sinu Zal, b'kam makomos, haynu sheyisrael omru shekol asher yedabra Hashem yasu miyad, kefi asher yeti mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, b'li shum chakira, u'she'ila acher shum ta'am klal. So this is what Rabbi Nachman says. Klal Yisrael is making a two-pronged statement. Kol asher dibar shem b'lashon, whatever you ask of me, nasa, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to ask questions. I don't need to understand because my goal is to cultivate a sense of emunah pshuta. But you know what emunah pshuta means on the most basic level? I think I've said this over in the past. Remember my grandfather's Zichron Levracha, when we were little. So my brother, my cousin and I used to learn with him. And I remember when we were little, we used to learn Mishnayos. And whenever we would get up to something, he'd ask a question, you know, why is this? And his answer was always, shtei in the Torah. So what it says in the Torah, that was the answer. So as a kid, I used to think maybe he just didn't know the answer. It says in the Torah, you know, that's because I said so. It says in the Torah. And it was only as I got older that I realized the lesson that he was trying to teach us with Emunah Pshuta. You have time to learn the whys. Right now your job is not to question. Right now your job is to learn and to do. That's the job of a Jew, to learn and to do. But here's the amazing part. It doesn't mean we can't question. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't try to understand. That comes later. That's nishma. Nishma, says Rabbi Nachman, means havana believe. An understanding with the heart. Of course we should try to understand our Yiddishkeit. Of course we should try to understand our mitzvos. Of course we should try to gain a greater understanding into why the Ribono Shel Olam asks us what to do, what we do. But at the end of the day, that understanding cannot be the prerequisite to action. See, all too often what we say is, sure, I'll do it, but explain it to me. Sure, I'll buy into it, but explain it to me. Let's say that's not how a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. The way the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is, kol asher diber Hashem, na'aseh. I'm in, I'll do it. Once I have that commitment, once I have that emunah pshuta, then nishma. The time will come for me to understand. Look at Rabbi Nachman ends off, paragraph I. V'achar kach ha'idei zev nishma, ki ha'idei asiyas ha'mitzvos be'emes, b'tmimus, b'simcha, because we'll say when a Jew starts off first, by doing the mitzvahs with simplicity. What does that simplicity simply mean? Rabbi Moshe asked me to do something, and I'm going to do it. Zochen achar kach lahasig mashem asigin. Then we come to understand. So ultimately, Rabbi Nachman totally reinvents this statement. We think this statement is the statement of blind faith. I don't even know what you're asking me, but I still commit to it. The Rebbe says, it's something even greater. Because you know what I'm saying? The greatest display of blind faith is not saying yes to something you don't know. Rabbi Nachman posits that the greatest display of blind faith is when you know, but you don't ask for explanations before commitment. That's emunah pshuta. Kol asher diber shel Hashem, whatever you ask of me, na'aseh. I'm going to do it. And then once I commit myself to my emunah pshuta, that emunah pshuta is going to fuel me to always run after you, to always look for you. Wherever, even if you move the goalposts, I'm always going to run after you. And then after I have that emunah pshuta, I'm confident that I'll get to the level of the nishma. I'm confident that I'll get to the level of understanding. Rabbosai, our Yiddishkeit doesn't start with understanding. It ends with understanding. It starts with a simple faith, the simple emunah pshuta. Rabbosai, I think that the Rebbe's words are so profound for us today because, you know, we live... You know, what's interesting is, I think this is what we spoke about last week. Now, the challenge of our generation is not observance. The challenge of our generation is inspiration. Right? Because again, Baruch Hashem, you could do whatever you want in this country, and you could still be a Shomer Shabbos. Right? It's an amazing time that we live in. I no longer have to choose between my career and my religion. I can have both. I can have everything. Our challenge is inspiration, but I will say, the problem that we have with inspiration today is, we've really come into a very highly intellectualized Yiddishkeit. Baruch Hashem, on one hand, we've seen such an increase in learning, which is an incredibly beautiful thing. You know, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this. Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik spoke about this. He said, you know, it used to be a generation or two ago, if you asked a woman, why does she light Shabbos candles? So what would she answer? Right, what would she answer? Because my mother did it. Now you ask a girl, Right? A present day girl. Why do you light Shabbos candles? So remember again, she went to seminary, so she could tell you it's Echad Kenegid Zohar, Echad Kenegid Shomer, but is it the Rais, is it the Rabbanon, do you need two, do you need one, if you forget 1 week after light, and you could go Jushas Vachakiras, and she could write a whole dissertation on the halachic underpinnings of Shabbos candles. Which on one hand is beautiful, but on the other hand, there's a beautiful simplicity in what the Rav calls the mimetic tradition. There's a beautiful simplicity when I light Shabbos candles because that's what my mother did. I put on tefillin because that's what my father did. I daven because that's what I saw growing up. I give tzedakah because it's not my parents giving tzedakah. There's something beautiful to that. Our challenge is that we have a very intellectualized Judaism, which again has many incredible benefits, especially in the boom in Talmud Torah. But we also really have to work on our emuna pshuta. We have to be able to bend the knee before our throne. Ribono shel Olam, I'm in. Kol Asher Dibar Hashem. Of course, I want to understand everything, but that understanding is not going to be the prerequisite to my commitment. Whatever you tell me, Nasa, I am committed. I'm jumping in. I'm getting committed. You know, I'm committed. Emuna pshuta, because I believe. I can't explain it to you, and I can't give you the intellectual underpinnings, and I can't give you the rationale, and I don't need to, because my approach to life is kol hashadik ribosham. If you're asking me to do it, nasa, I'm in. Nishma, I'm going to work on myself to understand. I'm going to work on myself to develop that intellectual appreciation. But the first stop for the Jew, the first stop in relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, first is the Naaseh. First is the Emunah Pshuta. So we should be Zocha. In this course of learning this beautiful Torah, the Rebbe also, I just want to tell you, this is such a precious piece of Torah. And the Rebbe knew what he was talking about. The Rebbe knows what he is talking about. The Rebbe understands that the key to success in a Yiddishkeit Rebbe Osai is in reality not dependent on the number of mesechtos that we finish. And our success in Yiddishkeit is not dependent on the number of halachas we can rattle off. Those are important. Those are indispensable parts of our Yiddishkeit. But the real success of our Yiddishkeit really hinges on our ability to develop a beautiful and pure sense of emuna pshuta. We'll stop over here.
Rebbe, isn't a misnomer? You're saying 30 seconds. Shoot that, but it's not.